Welcome to Kibia, the spirit of sauna. Join your hosts, Alan Jalishaw and Alyssa Lansdell, as they explore the history, culture, and lifestyle of sauna. Whether you're a lifelong aficionado and expert like Alan, a relative newbie and budding enthusiast like Alyssa, or just curious to see what all the fuss is about, this is the podcast for you. Sauna is so much more than meets the eye, so breathe deep, get comfortable, and share in the search for the true spirit of sauna.
We are so thrilled to be joined by the founder and executive director of Sauna from Finland. She is also the author of three books, Sauna, The Way of Finnish Life, The Soul of Sauna, and most recently, Saunafulness, known with the greatest affection as the Sauna Lady. I love it. Please welcome Finland's own Karita Harju. Welcome.
Thank you very much. And it's nice to be here. I'm so excited.
Yeah, it's an absolute pleasure to have you here with us today, Karita. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So, Karita, I can easily see that you live and breathe sauna, which is incredible. You have a very personal connection with sauna, and you've done so much to promote the authentic Finnish sauna experience. Why don't we start by talking about Sauna from Finland, the organization, and how did that begin?
In the past, I have traveled and studied and worked abroad quite a lot. But about 12 years ago, I visited my friend in Australia. And in that trip, it confirmed my ideas about the importance of sharing the good news about Finnish saunas and its health benefits. While in Brisbane, me and my friend, we had a lot of opportunities to explain what is Finnish sauna and why we Finns go to sauna so often. And these discussions, people usually didn't know Finland, but they knew Santa Claus, they knew snow, they knew sauna, and of course they knew Finnish Formula One drivers. It was then that I finally realized that in faraway countries, Finnish sauna was better known than the country of Finland itself. So when I got home from the trip, I started to wonder why the Finnish sauna hadn't been marketed as a complete package and what could be done to make it easier for people outside Finland to buy a sauna, for example. So I gathered around me a group of like-minded people, and that's it. Sauna from Finland organization was born.
Fantastic. Now, just 12 years later, Sauna from Finland is obviously a respected, very mighty organization with more than 200 company members. The mission is to promote Finnish sauna companies, service providers, and others, and to boost the global recognition of authentic Finnish saunas. So can you tell us a little bit about what kind of sauna companies you work with and what exactly you do?
Yeah, our mission is as simple as is that we promote the best Finnish sauna experiences. And of course, we promote the members, our members all over the world. So as you said, Sauna from Finland network consists more than 200 companies who manufacture and retail Finnish sauna related products and services. So if you can find everything you need for building or developing Finnish sauna experiences from our network. So we are kind of a form of consortium of companies that have sauna as their part of their business concept. So we are like an umbrella organization. Yeah.
Umbrella.
Yeah. And the companies do the selling and we handle the marketing and answer the inquiries about saunas. And we get hundreds of questions in a year. And for example, last year, only from 33 countries only. So it was all over the world. So we answer the questions and that's it. Of course, we do many projects around the sauna and we support the cooperation between the sauna companies. So we do all kind of things.
And Sauna from Finland actually has created a handbook called the Finnish Sauna Experience Quality Handbook. Can you tell us what that is and what its purpose is?
Oh, yes. Well, in the beginning, when we started, the idea was to define what is Finnish sauna and what makes the difference between Finnish sauna culture from the other sauna cultures. So we needed kind of a manual to know what was being marketed. So, for example, in Finnish sauna, you must allow people to create löyly with their own hands. Not like in Germany, it's not allowed. In the beginning, we asked questions like, I think it's easier to answer what makes the bad sauna experiences. So usually the answers were like, the dirtiness of the sauna, or people felt very unsecure to enter into Finnish sauna in the hotel because there were no single instructions what to do and how. So after making hundreds of interviews and many years of co-working with the companies, we finally got the solution. What is Finnish sauna experience? And that's the book. I must say it was a hard work to define this because it's so many experts in Finland and people want to involve this kind of thing. And 5 million people, they know exactly what is good sauna. And they didn't actually, in the beginning, they didn't believe in us because they were like, why you do this? And the Finnish sauna is so simple. But in the end, it's not so simple.
No.
Yes.
Yeah. So you're talking about 8 core values. That's what you brought it down to. As you said, to decide what those core values were, it seemed you had to think about what you didn't want. You didn't want a dirty sauna or an unsafe sauna. So what you've come up with is authenticity, multisensoriality. I have an English degree, but it takes me a while to read that word. I know what it means, though. Presence and relaxation, well-being and health, contrast, cleanliness, safety, responsibility. So for a hotel or spa or gym or personal sauna to be certified as authentic by Sauna from Finland, it's got to embody all of those 8 core values. How do you enforce that? Do you, I'm assuming you have Alan's dream job. You get to go in and test them all out one by one.
Yeah, actually, yeah, that's exactly what we do. We have to go and sauna bathe the whole experience. And the whole experience has to be like that. The values have to be present before the sauna, during the sauna, and after the sauna. So it's kind of a developing work. So we do, if they're, for example, in the hotel, if they're missing the instructions, so we have the instructions to put on the wall and so on. But yeah, we have like 4 types of criteria for different sauna service types. Usually not like a personal sauna, we don't do that, like the houses or whatever. So it's more like the public saunas and hotels and spas. So we have like a criteria for nature, urban, spa, and like a unique. So, but yeah, that's the dream job. I work and during my work time, I go to sauna, yes.
That's a good job if you can get it.
Yeah. So I think it's safe to say that you've experienced many, many different saunas in Finland. I'm curious to know which sauna in Finland best exemplifies the core values we've talked about. And more or less, what's the best sauna in Finland?
Oh. Well, it's many saunas. Of course, like, as I said in the beginning, like the sauna, you have there are so many opinions about the sauna experiences, and we don't take that away by doing this certification process. It's more about the core values. They must be there. And for example, in you ask what's the best sauna in Finland. I don't know. I can't say just one. I can maybe tell one in Pyhäpiilo. It's kind of a sauna tour in Rukakuusamo area. It's like 4 companies there, and it's northern part of Finland, and they have multiple saunas, like smoke saunas, wood burning saunas, cottage saunas, and during the winter they have even the ice sauna. And of course, they have always facilities to go to the lake or jacuzzi or just dip in the hole in the ice. But all those four companies, they have, they do co-working. they like, I don't know how to say it, but it's more like, it always has to be like guided experience. So you need like a Finnish person or whatever to teach how to do that, and the guide goes all the way around. So one time I was in this Ruka Kuusamo sauna tour, so we started in the morning and we ended in the evening. So actually we went all those maybe 8 saunas during that day, and it was maybe you could feel like, oh no, it's awful, but no, they have done that very, very good, because you drink all the time, like you hydrate and you eat, and they change the towels, and they even have the bus with the sauna that you travel all around the sauna. So that's very memorable and unforgettable place to go. And actually one of those saunas were voted the best sauna in Finland by one big magazine last summer. So I can say that it's not only my opinion. That's very nice experience.
I guess in some ways it's not fair to list saunas by ranking or something. It was kind of a rhetorical question, but it was just to get a sense as to, you know, if you were to recommend perhaps a good sauna or a really good sauna, that's kind of the question. But I would also expect that when you're evaluating saunas, it's not just limited to Finland. You've actually been traveling around the world experiencing other saunas in other countries. Any favorites or saunas worth mentioning that you can share from other countries?
Well, when we started this work, I thought that this certificate process is very easy to go and do that in some other countries, but it's not actually, because even in Finland we have so many saunas that they have to do the developing process before they get the certificate. So I can recommend all those saunas I have been in Finland, and a couple of those we have been doing also in Taiwan. There is this one very big health club. They wanted to have this certificate in Estonia. We have one hotel, and now we are doing one very interesting project in London Embassy, and also in Berlin Embassy of Finland. So they are going to start this diplomatic sauna society thing. So we are doing the certificate before that.
Well, I'm pretty sure there's a lot of saunas in the world outside of Finland. I'm really thinking that you need an apprentice or maybe an assistant. I would be more than happy to help you out in any way possible.
Alan will
experiencing
help.
And testing these saunas outside of Finland. In Finland too, but if you need assistance, I'm your man. I'm absolutely there.
Yes, I have been listening to your podcast, and I think you talk just like I think so too. So I think you are the man if we are looking for the persons.
Excellent.
And actually we are looking for the persons. The first ones we have educated is in England, and now we are educating one in Germany. So
I'll be there.
Hopefully.
I'll be there. Absolutely. I will learn from the master.
Yes.
And I will learn.
Yes.
You are so well, kind.
Or I will die trying, you know.
So
I
giving.
Will just, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, like 10 saunas in a day. Can you imagine? Oh my goodness.
I have done 10 saunas in a day actually, but
oh yeah, you have. You don't have to imagine.
No,
that's true.
It's
I
not
can.
Something I would do every day, but I have done it when I've gone to Norvik.
Oh my gosh. And so Sauna from Finland has even taken it one step further by organizing the annual World Sauna Forum. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, that's, I think it's like 3 times a live event we have organized and 1 time in virtual event. So it's an event for B2B persons. I think Of course, we allow people who are very sauna enthusiastics, but mostly like the business side of the they are from business side. So it's inspirational talks, modern panel discussions, business matchmakings, and of course Finnish sauna experiences. So it's very relaxing, and it's not like. Not like a fair or not like a seminar. It's more like a gathering or networking even. And people who have been there, they always want to come again because it's so relaxing there. And you get to have new friends there. So please come.
Yeah, you know, I've been wanting to go to the World Sauna Forum for years. Unfortunately, it was a little difficult in the last few years. But I keep going to the website specifically to see when they're going to schedule the next forum, because I really want to go. Can you share with us any exciting plans for the upcoming World Sauna Forum that perhaps may happen this year?
Yes, actually, today we opened our website. So today you can see the new website, and we are going to be like face-to-face in sauna capital Tampere again. There is going to be this brand new arena, and in the arena there is like a Lapland Hotel, and in the top of the hotel there is like a rooftop, and I think it's like 16th floor or something, so they have like three saunas in there. So this year we are going to go quite high and have authentic Finnish sauna experiences there. So it's going to be during the summer, so the 7th of June.
Beautiful. And that's worldsaunaforum.com for anybody who is, like Alan, right now wanting to find out more about
Thanks
that.
Thanks for
packing. That's amazing. Yeah. And on top of it all, you are also, I don't know where you find the time, you're also an author. You've written two books about sauna, and the first one is The Soul of Sauna, and I love that title. Can you tell us a little more about that and what we can expect to learn from that book?
Yeah, actually, those books I have written, they are more about the sauna health benefits, both physical and mental wellness. I don't know. It's like, it's not a Bible, but it's a Bible to Finnish sauna culture and the way of Finnish sauna, how we people here use it and why we go to sauna. So it's more like the, yeah, if you want to dive into the Finnish sauna culture, so yeah. That's it.
Okay, that and in Sauna Fullness. I talked about, those are the two books I was referring to. So Soul of Sauna and Sauna Fullness. A lot of natural well-being exercises as well in there, yes?
Yeah, this new book, it is only like 2 months ago when it published in Finnish first, hopefully to English soon. So the idea again is to encourage people to open the sauna door more often. So sauna fullness is my term.
All right. So sauna fullness is your newest one. In fact, it's so new, it's yet to be translated into English, but we're waiting for that. But for those of us who can't wait, tell us a little bit about what to expect with that book.
Okay. So it was published 2 months ago in Finland, and the sauna fullness is like my new term. Again, I want to encourage people to open the sauna door more often. So in this book you have like variety of many well-being exercises, and for example mind, the body, whatever. And it's like you can practice with this book in the sauna or before the sauna or after the sauna, but it's also about the health benefits and so on. So I'm very excited if we can get that in English too.
Yes, and I said two books earlier. I can't keep up with your bibliography. There's a third one, which is Sauna, the Way of Finnish Life. So it's a whole library for those of us who want to dive more into the authentic experience, and that's fantastic.
Yeah, it used to be like there are so many books about how to build the sauna and the history of sauna. So I wanted to do books about the well-being benefits and why to go to sauna and why we Finnish enjoy the sauna so much. So that's my idea.
You know, it's no surprise that I love sauna. I know you do too, Karita. And that's why we created this podcast and why I encourage people, so many people, to reach out, because I believe in the power of sauna and its many splendors. I would love for sauna culture and lifestyle to be embraced all around the world. What is your dream or what is your hope for sauna culture?
Well, I think I believe that the interest of sauna won't end. I would think it will grow again more because of the health benefits, and they are so positive and people are willing to learn more about how to make good for yourself. So I share you one of my dreams. Maybe we could find our certificate and authentic Finnish sauna experiences. They can be found in every metropolis in the world.
Absolutely.
That would be something.
Yes, I would love to see that. So for those in North America who are interested in sauna, who may not have a sauna, who might be hesitating, do you have any words of advice for them?
Sure, I have. Maybe everybody wants to have a good night's sleep. Or do you want to live longer? Or maybe you want to prevent diseases? There are reasons to go to saunas. And therefore, maybe you could find sauna nearby you and just go there. And just going to sauna, you know your body better and you relax more of, you relax like we Finns do. And we are also the happiest nation in the world. So
you are. Yeah, no coincidence there. I think it's true. Don't overthink it. Just go listen to your body. I love that.
Keep it simple.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, thank you so much, Karita, for joining us today. You have been described as the superwoman behind it all, as well as the sauna lady. And now we can certainly see why.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, Karita, I love your passion and desire to share the authentic sauna with the world. It's very inspiring, and I hope I can share that love with you.
Yeah, thank you, Alan, and thank you, Elisa. And it was a pleasure to be here and just come to Finland so we go to sauna.
Yes, let's do it. Oh, and while we've still got you, we always talk about Finnish proverbs here. Do you have a favorite one, a favorite sauna proverb that you love to recite?
You mean proverb? What is that? It's like a word,
like a saying, the proverb.
No.
Like Alan, what's one that you like to use? What's your favorite one?
My favorite.
Is it the drugstore one or the pharmacy?
That's
for
not
the...
my favorite one. My favorite one is a sauna without a vista is like food without salt.
That's it.
Ah.
That's a good one.
That's my favorite one.
Yeah, maybe I have to think about, maybe it's the new word, sauna fullness.
Yes, so
everybody.
The phrase. Yeah. It does. It encompasses the whole feeling. And really, when we talk about sauna, it's the feeling.
So now everybody knows that you have your sauna fullness moment. So just use the hashtag sauna fullness. So now you know it.
Yes.
Now the new word.
Yes. Hashtag that.
I'm going to. I think we will on social media. Sauna fullness. That would be a great buzzword. I hate to say buzzword, but a word that encapsulates everything, and your presence in a sauna, just all in one nice word. And we'll pass that word around and see where it brings us.
Yeah, let's do it. Yes. And to our listeners, please check out Sauna from Finland at saunafromfinland.com, where you can learn more about events and services, membership, sauna destinations, news, the whole experience, and more. And it really is a fantastic resource. So we'll share information about both of, or actually all three of Karita's books. And that's all going to be on our social media feeds. That's The Way of Finnish Life, Sauna, The Way of Finnish Life, The Soul of Sauna, and Sauna Fullness. That will be on our social media feeds, along with that hashtag and information about the World Sauna Forum as well. Don't say we don't keep you up to date. Thanks again, Karita.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Karita.
Next week, we're taking a virtual sauna with self-proclaimed heat seeker Lisa Jaster. Now, she's visited more than 80 spas and hot springs around the globe, and she's behind the contemporary public sauna house, The Lost Faucet, on Vancouver Island in BC. An absolute must for any sauna enthusiast to check out. That's next time on Kivia, The Spirit of Sauna.
Thanks for listening to Kivia, The Spirit of Sauna. Please subscribe for additional episodes every 2 weeks. Take a moment to rate, review, and share the podcast, and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Kivia Sauna. This podcast is brought to you by Kivia.ca, Canada's premier destination for the sauna community, providing expert advice, quality saunas, custom designs, as well as authentic sauna accessories. Visit us today at Kivia.ca. This has been a Memory Tree production.